Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Three Philippine policemen enforcing President Duterte's war on drugs have been found guilty of an extrajudicial killing. They each face prison sentences of up to 40 years for the murder of a 17-year-old boy. The BBC's Howard Johnson reports now from Manila.
The killing of Kian De Los Santos sparked protests in the Philippines after CCTV footage and eyewitness accounts contradicted the official police report into his death. Police officers claimed they shot the high school student after he opened fire on them during an anti-drug operation. But video footage showed the teenager being dragged towards the area where he was killed. One eyewitness said he begged for his life before being shot by the police. President Rodrigo Duterte has been criticized in the past for promising to pardon police officers convicted of drug war killings.
South Korea's highest court has ruled that a second Japanese company must pay compensation to Koreans employed as forced labor during the Second World War. The Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono called Thursday's ruling unacceptable. Laura Bicker in Seoul has more.
Mitsubishi Heavy Industries Limited has been ordered to pay 80 million won, or around $71,000 each, to 23 South Koreans seeking compensation for forced labour. They are just a few of the 150,000 Koreans who were conscripted to work in factories and mines in Japan during World War II. Last month, in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court in Seoul ordered Nippon Steel and Sumitomo Metal to compensate four Koreans for their forced labour, which prompted outrage from the Japanese government.
Scientists investigating variations in the calls made by blue whales have found that the biggest marine mammals are affected by seasonal ambient noise. Here's Kat Wiener.
The sound of a blue whale can travel over 1,000 kilometres. And is one of the loudest sounds in the ocean. In part of a wide-ranging study conducted in the southern Indian Ocean, researchers found that these calls became higher pitched in the summer, possibly in order to be heard over the crash of breaking sea ice. As well as seasonal variations, it's been observed that the frequency of whale song has been dropping over the last few decades. The scientists suggest that as population density rises as a result of whaling restrictions, the vast creature's song no longer needs to carry as far.
BBC News.